Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to the podcast of our ministry, Heart Ministry for Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody, hope you're well.
Yes. Now this week I spoke about in our Heartbeat video the scripture in the book of James which says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And I quite like that scripture because as someone who likes to know what steps I need to take, it tells me what to do. Draw near to God. And what I love about it is that there are so many ways to draw near to God, and that if we just take a small step towards him, then the next part of the scripture says, and he will draw near to you. He's there, he's present. Now, I think God's present with us every day, always, but sometimes we don't feel that presence. So in us taking that step, we can be assured that he's coming to us.
Yeah, God's totally accessible, but we can deny ourselves the access because we don't believe.
Mm.
But it's not don't believe that there's a God, because you can say, I don't believe there's a God. You know, it can be a prayer. I don't believe there's a God, but God, if you're real, would you come to me? Because you're then giving him permission. So it's not that you don't believe, it's if you don't give him permission to come and draw near to you, he's right beside you, but you don't make him accessible to you because you haven't invited him in.
Yeah, that's probably the right word, accessible, that God is always accessible, but we have to allow him.
Yeah, it's, you know, an old thing that they used to often say is the doorknob's on your side of the door.
Mm. Yeah. So in my sharing this week, I was sharing how, you know, there's different people in the Bible that we can learn examples from, like Zacchaeus, who wanted to see Jesus, couldn't see him. So, you know, climbs up the tree because he just wanted to be close to God.
Yeah, and he's a small man too. So yeah, he can see over the crowd.
I know what that feels like to be small. And then there's that woman who was hemorrhaging and she's done everything she could to be healed by doctors and tried, I'm sure, lots of different things. And then she hears of this prophet Jesus and was like, well, I just need to get close to Jesus and then maybe I'm healed. And almost this like also desperation of I just want God to be in my life, so I'll take a step closer. And so in thinking about then what are some of the things that I can do to be closer to God, and some of the things we've been talking about actually in the last few weeks, pray every day, straight away telling God, I want you in my life.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable.
Mm.
Because the honesty makes you vulnerable and say, Lord, I need you.
Mm.
I am desperate. I have healing that needs happening. I'm not coping with this. I'm struggling with this. And it's not that we struggle and not cope with everything, but that's often when we do feel desperate enough to turn to God.
Mm. Mm.
Because sad to say, we often feel like we are the captains of our own ship.
Mm.
You know, oh, I can do that. Well, I don't have to think of God to help me with that because I can do it.
Mm.
Whereas maybe God doesn't need to help us, but God wants to still be involved in what we're doing. He wants to come alongside of us. He wants to enjoy us. It's the encounter. It's the friend. Mm. You know, he said to his disciples, I now call you friends. You know, as a friend, and if you're having a party, doesn't your friend want to be invited? She doesn't want to hear later, oh, yeah, you had a party, but why didn't you just come over? You knew it was on.
Mm.
You know, we want to be, Jesus wants to be involved in what we are, what we're doing, who we are.
Mm.
And you know, it's not always asking to draw near to me to help me because I'm having difficulties right now.
Mm.
It's acknowledging, you know, praising his name, praising his creation, Acknowledging I want to spend time with him as my friend.
Not just an ask and I'll get type relationship, but I want to be with you and spend time with you. Yeah, I think having the honest conversation makes me think as well of because then we're being vulnerable, that's when we allow God to transform our hearts in the places that we need that transformation, because we've been honest with him. And, and I mean, he knows it anyway. It's us recognizing that and his lordship and that we need him. Something else I thought that people can do, and I'm sure lots of people already do it, is attending Mass. The sacrament of Mass, the sacrament of Eucharist, is when we know and are assured that the presence of God is there. So by us taking that step, we are drawing near to God, and he is definitely drawing near to us.
Well, we are being obedient to follow and serve him and receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. But not only that, we're adoring him. We're worshipping him. We are saying, you are important in my life.
Mm.
Because we also, when we receive the Eucharist, and I know God tells us, his name Emmanuel is God is with us, but he truly is with us. He truly is inside of us. He, it's like we join one to one with him.
Mm.
Yeah, it's hard to totally explain because it's such a mystery.
Mm.
But his sacrifice on the cross wasn't just done 2,000 years ago. He does it every time Mass is celebrated and every time we receive him into our life, into us.
Yep. I think another step we can take when we want to draw near to God and to show God that we're drawing near to him is by doing a Bible study. I know that at times when I've done that with either by myself or in groups of people, there's just such an insight that God gives you into who he is by us studying his word. Another thing we can do is ask others for prayer by saying to God, hey, I really want this. I'm going to step out and ask someone else to come and pray for me.
Mm. And coming back to where I started from, why don't you invite God to come? Be with me today as I'm cycling out in the sun and enjoying your creation.
Mm.
Be with me, Lord. Be with me as I sleep, Lord.
Mm.
I really, you know, need the refreshment of the sleep that you've given us for our bodies. Well, refresh my mind and my soul and my spirit as I sleep.
Mm. Mm. Something that's probably been on my mind a bit is, if I want to show God that I'm drawing near to him, is I could ask God, I should step forward into something that I think God's been asking me of for a while.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think sometimes for me in my life, God will be asking me to do something, but I just keep putting it off. I'm not ready, God. I'm not capable of that. No, I don't want to. That's another one too. Don't want to. but by me actually going, you know what? I'm going to step into this because I think God's wanting me to do it. That's me drawing near to God. That's me saying, God, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I know he'll show up.
Yeah.
It's scary, but, that's just another way that we can draw near to God. I think it's also, we've kind of mentioned this honest conversation, it's being open to God and what he has to say, but it's also seeking after him. I think we do actually need to actively seek after God. You know, I was I did the children's liturgy at Mass on the weekend, and it was my turn to be the host, and we were talking about the kingdom of God and growing from a mustard seed. And I said to these children, I said, who's grown a plant before? And, they all put up their hand. I was like, what do we need to water the plant? And, that someone's like water and someone else is sunlight. Someone else is like poo. And I'm like, okay, yeah, fertilizer, lovely. anyway, they're sharing all these, things of how to grow a plant. And then I said to him, so if I do that just once, that's it. Am I done? Will my plant, will it grow? And, I was waiting for the answer, which I got, which was no, you've got to do it every day or every 2 days, you can't just water it once. And that's really what I think it's like if we want our faith to grow with God. We can't just do it once. We can't just seek after him once. It's every day, every day. And I think at times in our faith, for some of us, especially if we've been Catholic for our whole lives and let's say went to a Catholic school and we've just grown up with it, I think sometimes we can lose, we actually have to keep seeking it, yes, like, and keep doing that it every day. Yeah, we can't just water it once.
No.
It's every day. If I want to get better at anything in my life,
yeah,
I have to actually do it like every day.
Yeah.
Every day. So that, I think that's that seeking after God. And, you know, I love in the book of Jeremiah, it says, when you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart.
Well, the thing is, if we sought after God every second of every day, we would still not go to get to the depths of who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, but our God is unfathomable.
Mm.
He's mysterious. He's just so beyond our brains and our minds and our intellect and who we are. So we really need to continue seeking him.
Mm. And he wants us to seek him where we're at in our lives, in what, like what we're doing, you know, in our circumstances. It's not just a matter of, okay, I need to shut off half my life because I'm going off to seek God. Now, for some of us, maybe we can do that. I'm going off for 5 weeks to, you know,
do it while we're doing our lives.
Because he's given us our lives to live in and to be him in that. That's what he wants.
Yep.
And I think sometimes in our faith we can have a disconnect between those things, but that's what God wants us to seek after him in what our life is, in who we are. Yeah, so the weekly challenge I thought for this week is going to be different for everyone. And I thought the weekly challenge that we can think about is, what steps do you need to take to draw near to God? We've given just a few, but there's so many more than what we've listed.
Why don't you send some suggestions? Hmm. Put them in the comments so we can all read it, because we're all learning off each other.
Hmm.
Emma and I don't know everything.
Hmm.
We are learning just as much as you are learning, and we'd love to hear your comments.
Hmm. Definitely, yeah. So what steps do you need to take to draw near to God? So leave us comments. That would be awesome. We love to read them every week. We love to hear what people have to say. So we hope that that conversation really blesses you. We pray that that's actually given you a lot to think about. And we look forward to talking with you all again next week.
We do. Keep well.
Bye.
Keep safe.